Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. My name is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Follow us on our blog at divaabdul.com. And there's something real interesting there I wanted to point out before we get going. Sounds like they're recasting a character or casting a character now in Days. It sounds a lot like Chad. So if you didn't kind of see that breaking news, that sounds like Chad.
Yeah, that's my guess too.
Yeah, so go over there and check it out. And follow us on Facebook, Diva Days, the friend page, and Diva of Days of Our Lives, the fan page. And there's Google Plus on the blog. And there's also an e-newsletter. Just type in your email address, and that's it. And you get one email a day with all the blog links in it. And also you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and so you can subscribe to us on iTunes. So you have to do anything, and just the show will be waiting there, you know, right there waiting for you every week. So I think that's everything. I need to start, you know, writing this down. And we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
Hello. So, and
to the girls in the chat room, I had a little injury today, and I'm typing left-handed. So that's hard to do.
And I'm not happy. And I'm not happy about this because this means more OSHA paperwork for me to do. So.
Yeah. We were putting
it in. I don't know how I got suckered into the whole doing the paperwork thing, but I'm getting the right of the deal, I think. So.
You're the HR person. That comes with the territory. I'm just the host. I'm just the entertainment. my husband and I were... yesterday we took out the bottom cabinets in my kitchen and the sink and everything else and cleaned up. So today we worked on the electricity because when you have an old house, one of the pleasures of having an old house is that you don't have any outlets. And the outlets are kind of important in the kitchen. So he was, seriously, we have all those big blocks and the one outlet on my counter. And you had the toaster in it, can opener, the toaster oven, and the microwave. An outlet.
Wow.
So, so we worked on that. We were just finishing up at 9 o'clock. And my husband's like, hey, let's take the corner cabinet into the kitchen. I'm like, okay. And the countertops were lying on top of it. And the countertops, it was two countertops lying together, came down and smashed my middle finger. But it's just a blood blister underneath my fingernail. So, but right now,
it didn't break it, but still.
Yes, it could always be worse. It's just, I was seeing stars and crying and swearing.
Oh.
So it's ice right now. It stopped throbbing, so that's good too.
Oh,
the girls in the chat room, I won't be typing that much. Just let you guys know.
Nor will you be flipping people off with that finger very often.
Not that one. I'll have to use my left hand.
Oh, so you
have
the other
thing
one.
Too. Yeah, I mean, that's what sucks. I mean, you know, you do everything with your right hand. I'm crossing my body over to grab the mouse with my left hand, so I'm going to have to move the mouse over, too.
Yeah, that's not fun. Yeah.
Oh, and then top of all the Penguins are having an overtime playoff game right now, and if they win, they win the series. And, that would happen to happen right now.
Of course.
Go right ahead, honey.
No, I was just going to give a shout-out. Mary Ann will be joining us later, but give a birthday shout-out for her. Her birthday was on Wednesday the 8th, so it's never too late. Still her birthday week, so if you didn't get a chance to wish her happy birthday earlier in the week, still time for Mama Hooch. So at Mama, M-A-M-A underscore Hooch. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Oh, and then, of course, at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, they celebrated their anniversary on Marianne's birthday, coincidentally. I don't think they got married because it was Marianne's birthday, but it's kind of nice. Their anniversary is the same day as her birthday. So be sure to give them a shout-out and a follow as well. And I also wanted to give a shout out to my very English friend, Natasha, if she's listening over in England. And so hopefully I got both the England and the pronunciation of your name right this time. And let's see. Oh, and I'm at Causey Hooch, so if anyone wants to follow me there. Let's see. So, yeah, I just had to get a little business out of the way.
Oh, yeah. And I think it was also our friend, one of our founding members, Madeline's birthday. It's always right around Mary Ann's. I think it was probably the day after. So anybody sees Madeline Hawaii online, give her a belated birthday.
Right. Or was it the 7th? Is it right? You're right. It's right around that time. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
haven't talked to her in a while.
What? Yeah. I looked on Facebook. She hasn't posted in a while. Oh, I heard he scores, so I believe that's the Penguins. We won. Yoo-hoo! Party time in my house. Maybe I'll celebrate with some vodka. Maybe that'll help with the throbbing in my hand. Well, that was fast. Okay. Anyway, congratulations, Penguins, and congratulations to the Islanders. They played one hell of a series. So my sons are at my parents' house right now, probably screaming. Okay. All right. Back to the show. Well, you know what, Anna, since you're here, why don't you give us the Kate update? Kate had some very good scenes this week.
Well, let's see. Was this the week that she gave Sammy the gun?
That might have been last Friday. EJ did talk to her about that. Did you see that scene?
No, you know what? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think about that. I'm trying to remember. You probably remember it better than I do for some reason. I don't know if I saw it or if I... Because I know I saw part of Friday's episode, and that was the only day she was on. But I don't know if I saw all the scenes. They ran into each other. What's that?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Didn't they run into each other out in the park or whatever? I'm trying to remember. She said something about she married a Demir. He's like, well, thank you for, you know, her wedding gift or whatever. And she's like, well, she married a Demir. But you know, it's always nice to see Kate and EJ. I used to love them together. my favorite part of the Kate scenes this week were her scenes with Wilson. They were so cute. Because she comes into the shop and she's talking to Will, and you know, Will's basically, so I heard you broke it off with Rafe, and you know, basically Sonny and Will are team rate, and they comment about how they had never seen her so happy and everything. And then at one point she was trying to play it off that, well, you know, I'm really busy and I have this business, and you know, what, you know, trying to diminish it, like, what, we were together for 2 seconds and you guys think this is a big part of my life? You know, she's totally being, like, totally, you know, totally
deny.
Exactly, because we know she's in love with a Wraith, but she wants to protect him from Stefano, so she's, you know, she broke it off because of that, not because she wanted to break it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Wilson were so adorable with her. They were just like, well, we want you to be happy, and you know, you have, you know, and something like, I think Sonny was the one that said, I haven't seen you so happy as long as I've known you, or something like that. Since,
right.
So, you know, and they were even teasing her about how they could tell on Valentine's Day, they could tell, Will said something about, you know, that he could tell something was different. He wondered if there was somebody new in her life and everything. It was just really, I mean, if you like Wilson and you like Kate and Rafe, or just Kate, you've got to see those scenes because they were just adorable from Friday. And it was just so cute. And they were talking about how, I think Will said something like, it's kind of hard to hide when you're in love or something. I think he said something like he knows because he tried to hide it at first with Sonny. And so he was kind of like, and then Kate, you know, hears the L word and the way she looked, you're like, she's in love.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Rafe didn't want to break it off. So,
right.
So we'll see how that develops. We know that Rafe got clubbed over the head on Friday, and that's not going to be good for a while, that he's going to have some problems. But anyway, but it was nice to see Kate. I think she was only on Friday, so, you know, the rest of the week wasn't nearly as good because Kate wasn't on, in my opinion. But let's see. So, yeah, and Wraith mostly, I don't know, Wraith didn't even have any scenes together, did they? Because it was mostly Wraith talking to Will, trying to pump him for information about Nick. And then didn't he tell, I guess he ran into Nick and he basically said, look, I'm on to you. I know what you're about, and I'm on my way to go tell my sister all about you. And then at the end, he gets clubbed by some unseen assailant. So we're not sure, could it have been Nick-related or Stefano-related or something else related?
Yeah, EJ overheard Johnny say that this is hilarious, but Johnny said, oh, I wish we were living at Ray's house. And
so cute.
Yeah, and then he, so EJ's overhearing all this, and then, but then Johnny does clarify he loves his dad very much, and his dad's the best, and also, because when you first read that spoiler, when you said Johnny wants to move back in with Ray, it's like, what? This, I mean, EJ, this Johnny always loved his dad. But
he took, he's like, Daddy's the best. He was so cute.
Yeah, I think he just couldn't really articulate that he missed Rafe. That was kind of his way of saying it. And then he said, well, why can't we live with Rafe and Daddy?
And
Cammy said, well, why didn't I think of that?
She practically does anyway in her love life, is back and forth between all the men. But the cute thing was Rafe was on his way to deliver the FBI jacket that he just ordered. He'd ordered Johnny a new one because he's outgrown the old one. And EJ was meeting him. And they tried to set it up to make it look like EJ set out a hit on him because, you know, he was going to meet him to get the FBI jacket. And he called someone beforehand to say, okay, I need you to do something. But I think it's probably unrelated. I think that's just a red herring. Because, for one thing, there's so much else going on with Vargas and Nick and everything. I just think something else, I think it was somebody other than EJ's doing that. I think people will suspect that it's a Demira behind it, either Stefano or EJ, but I actually think that they probably are not involved with that. I could be wrong, but I just think it's probably somebody else. So then they've set it up to where it's kind of almost a whodunit, too, you know, with between, you know, could be Vargas, Nick, you know, EJ, Stefano, yada, yada. So, he gets clubbed right at the end, and then, but Johnny was really cute. I tend to think it's not EJ behind it, because EJ, as much as it grates on him that his son loves Rafe, his son loves Rafe. And I think he really does. I mean, he wouldn't have allowed, I mean, he could have ordered his own FBI jacket somehow. I mean, he's AJ flipping Demira, you know? The fact that he's willing to allow Rafe to do that, to give that to his son, I think it shows that EJ's kind of putting his ego aside for the sake of the love of his son. So I could be wrong here, but I really don't think EJ's behind this, because I think he knows that would hurt his son, because his son loves Rafe. So I don't know. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but let's see. Oh, and this stuff. Oh my gosh, Sammy was hilarious this week, tackling that guy, jumping on him.
She saw the two guys this week, so she was fighting with Nick too and pulled a gun on him.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, those scenes were really intense with her and Nick. Whew.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Hers with, Bernardi, she went to the police station and tried to keep an eye on him, and then she talked to him outside the pub. He denied knowing what the hell she was talking about, but she was saying, Stefan wants me to pick it up. And then I can't remember where they were, some alley somewhere. And she's like, at one point, she actually like jumps on top of his shoulders and is hanging on for dear life. And he somehow got away from her. So, I mean, it was just hilarious. Oh, and the best scene of the week. Holy shit, I almost forgot. Sammy is chasing this guy through the square. And there's this knucklehead extra. And she's just like shimmying and stuff in the middle of the square for no apparent reason, like listening to her phone or something or other. And everybody's like kind of ignoring her. And you can't, you actually cannot pay attention to Allison Sweeney in this scene. I mean, you would think you'd be watching Allison. But, I mean, how many times do you see her running in a scene?
Right.
And here's this knucklehead trying to get attention to
her. I know.
Fella.
What do you think was behind that? That was pretty funny. Even NBC tweeted about that. Like, did you catch the dancing lady or whatever? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. There's gifts all over the place for it, and I've been trying to. I should try to save one. But oh my gosh, it was hilarious. I remember watching it, going, "What the hell is she doing?" And then you can't stop watching it. It's like, you know, watching a car accident. You have to watch. So, yeah, I think that was Tuesday, so make sure you see the knucklehead dancing.
It was actually Wednesday.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I almost died.
Yeah, here they go running. She and Bernardi go running through the town square, and all you're paying attention to is this lady in the middle that's, like, dancing away. That was pretty funny. Enjoy it. And then Sammy tackles the guy, gets on his back, and tries to, like, she's got her hand around his mouth, and she's trying to get the stuff, the, you know, the evidence off of him and everything, and she's cracking me up. She even offered him Nick's $30,000 to get to cough up the evidence, and he wouldn't do it. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy. It was fun though. It was I had fun watching that. That was cute.
Yeah, yeah, and he still didn't give it to her. It was funny. Then I think it was the same day she was fighting with Nick, and I think she hit him once in the crotch, too. I think she must have kneed him.
Oh, yeah, she did. She kneed him. Yeah. And then at the end of that, well, see, here's the thing, too. She's got the gun, and she's threatening to kill him. And he comes one more step towards her, and then he plays the recording on his phone of Will saying that he shot EJ. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, Sammy, go ahead and shoot him and then steal the phone. Who cares? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but it doesn't even have bullets in it, does it? Because they established that earlier, I think. But anyway, it's pretty funny that she's got Kate's gun, running around with Kate's gun now. So Kate has a great ability to give her ex-daughter-in-law's gift. She gave Carrie a dagger for a baby shower gift.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave Sammy a gun. So it's like, pretty interesting choices there, Kate. I will say, I always agree with Kate, but I have to say, when she saw Gabby, she said something about she looked beautiful, or she looked great, or her outfit was great, or loved her, I don't know, she made some comment about her outfit, and I'm sorry, but that was the most atrocious pregnancy outfit I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, one thing, you know, now Gabby's a beautiful girl, I mean, you know, Camilla is a beautiful girl, but... You know, you don't put horizontal stripes
No.
Much less a fake pregnancy belly. I mean, it looked really bad on Wednesday with Will sitting on the couch at the Kiriakis Mansion. It looked like a fake belly. You know, it did not look, you know, and it just looked odd. I'm not saying, I mean, it wasn't that bad of a dress. But it's just, with the baby belly, the fake baby bump, it just did not do anybody any favors. So that, the fashion critique is for Rose, because I think she's going to be amazing. So shout out to Rose with the fashion critique there. And I did also think, while we're on that topic, I thought it was funny that JJ made the comment to Jennifer about her wardrobe choice, but that didn't look, you know, because she was wearing kind of a hot-looking dress, and he's like, that doesn't look like your typical, you know, outfit or style or something like that. And I was thinking, what, you were expecting the Little House on the Prairie look again? but then, of course, Jennifer didn't disappoint, and she changed out of that dress and turned into her old self again. So pretty soon she was in, a very, you know, sort of ordinary-looking outfit again. So, oh, well. So.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I see Jennifer always dresses poorly. So, I mean, Ashley didn't notice that she dressed nice when he was complaining. So
I like the dress she had on when she had the midday hump session with Daniel. I mean, the dress she had on before she did that, was kind of cute, actually. And then she came home, and, I mean, the dress that she was in when JJ came home was really pretty cute. And
mm-hmm.
so, I don't know, I just thought it was funny that he was saying what many of us think, which is she should be wearing that more often and some of her other stuff less often. But and her hair was kind of updated, too. It looked cuter that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then it didn't take her long to revert back to the regular Jennifer wardrobe. So, I don't know. So, yeah, that's my opinion on that. But I'm also tweeting, if anyone wants to tweet me suggestions to Cosy Hooch, I laid out a scenario that actually my friend Trisha suggested this, and I just embellished it some. She said, I wish we could get a murder-suicide out of John and Kristen. And so I tweeted to Dave, I was like, you know, any chance we could get a murder-suicide out of Kristen and John? And then I added, with Daniel as an innocent but very dead bystander. And so then now I'm taking requests. So far, the suggestions have included Marlena, Nick, and Jennifer. So if you have any other suggestions of who you'd like to have taken out with the John Kristen murder suicide, let me know. As long as it's not Kate or Rafe, but I'm not going to put them down. I'm willing to come up with scenarios. I came up with this scenario for Jennifer. She's going to run and try to save Daniel, but is hit and run over by a Mack truck on the way to save him. So there we go.
Oh, I have a better one. I think someone's like, Ants would come up from behind her, hit her with a brick, and then throw her down the elevator shaft.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, elevator shafts are pretty handy in Salem. That's a good idea.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's how Jack got killed off twice. Once with a brick.
Oh, that's depressing, yeah.
And then whatever organs are left over get donated to someone.
Wow.
I don't know
wow.
if someone wants a twice-used heart. You never
yeah.
know. And she's what? She's missing her...
Oh, it would take a lot to take Jennifer out because she survived not having a heart in her body. So,
right,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, she's a pretty hardy person. I mean, it might take a really, like, extra large Mack truck to take her out, but, you know, or elevator shaft. But
yeah, and she's missing an appendix. I mean, can you imagine she's, you know, someone's doing her autopsy. It's like, what the hell? Half her body parts are missing.
this is taking a gruesome turn.
You started it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that direction.
No, that's okay.
Now I'm creeping
cool.
myself out.
So, yeah. No, actually, you were talking about Kristen and John. I actually liked their scenes today because I thought Kristen was very honest with them. About,
tell who's playing who. They both are still playing each other, I think. I don't know. Very confusing to me. I watched some of those scenes numerous times, and I still couldn't get all the way through it without having to rewind it, because I was like, okay, I'm either losing in my attention span here with them, but I see what you're saying, though. I mean, they were good scenes, but I don't know. So what do you think he got up his sleeve, then? He took those pearls or whatever with him, the necklace with him or whatever it was.
Yeah, I just, John, I mean, I never liked John. Everybody knows me. I've never been a John fan. But, I mean, it just seems like every time he's on the screen, I just groan in agony. It's like, oh, here we go again. And he's always kind of sitting around and staring off into space all the time. So, you know, if you're having this plan with Kristen, I mean, and you're going to try to seduce her, how are you going to do that just sitting in the park staring off into space all the time? I don't understand how that works. But, and then he got mad at Roman and Marlena because they were just walking into the pub together. So I'm like, you know, it's just like, okay, you threw your wife away, you moved out, she's talking to her ex-husband, whom she has two children with. You know, what are you being such a douche about? You know what I mean? And so what? She's interested in him, he's interested in her, then whatever, why is this your business? You know what I mean? You threw her away. And so John has to go talk to Roman outside. Marlena's trying to stop it. Victor butts in and tells her to leave it be. And it took me a while to figure out what was going on. It seemed like at first Victor was insulting Marlena, saying, you make everything worse. and leave him alone. And but I think he was trying to get her to move on from John before John does
yes.
the dirty deed. So I think
yes.
he was trying to save her in a way.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought too.
So, but so it was a really great scene. Like, geez, when's the last time we've seen Marlene and Victor in a conversation together? So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then
John. Go ahead,
Swing.
No, go ahead with John. That's fine.
Oh, then John and Roman were talking to the square, and John's starting to read on the Riot Act, and all of a sudden he kind of stops and says to Roman, I think he said, take good care of her. So I think he, you know, finally realizes, you know, he can't really, maybe, you know, he's going to break Marlene's heart, and he knows it, and
mm-hmm.
maybe it's his best for him to give Roman his blessing in a way. So that's the impression I was getting.
I love this scene. I think it's towards the beginning of the week when Nicole comes up to him and says something about, I know it's got to be hard on you with Brady, and I just heard the news, you know, or something like that. And John's sitting there at the bar, and he's got a glass in his hand, and when she says the words, he clenches the glass and breaks it right in his fist. And I was like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
that was good. That really showed how mad he is about this whole thing. So that was impressive. Now, I was thinking back to JJ for a second, the new JJ. He's grown a lot since the last time he was on Days, like a lot. But anyway, I was just like, the scriptwriter for that particular episode where Daniel and JJ meet was Melissa Sammons, who I usually praise. Because
mm-hmm.
she does a jammy scenes like nobody else, and she's really done some good rate scenes too, and stuff. So I she's really grown on me. But I gotta say, this line was like so lame. So Daniel sees, you know, JJ opens the door, and Daniel's like, "Oh, JJ, wow, you look just like your pictures."
Like,
wow, isn't that amazing? I'm like. Like, of all the stupid lines, that was one of the worst. I'm like, really? I mean, I know they had to explain that he's never met him before but knows who he is, but it was just the way he said it. I was just like, wow, you look just like your pictures. Well, what would you expect? I don't know. It was just a silly line. I don't know. It just made me laugh, but maybe for all the wrong reasons, but, you know, it did. It made me laugh. Oh,
it's funnier when you say it as opposed to watching it.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, wow, that was like a bad line, a really bad line. So anyway, and I sadly still am not feeling Cameron and the new Cameron and Abigail. I mean, they're cute together, but I think it's because, you know, I think the actor's still growing as an actor, maybe. I don't know what it is, because he's a nice-looking guy, and he's heck, nobody's going to hear me complain about, you know, his chest. I mean, you know how important chests are on this show, and for
yeah.
me in particular. And
yeah.
I have no complaints about his physique nor his looks, but I don't know that. I guess it was just that there was such chemistry with her and Skylar Yancey. Even though this guy is, like, great-looking guy, and he's real sweet, and you can tell, I mean, I like the little romantic scenes they've had and stuff, I like that, but I'm still not feeling the chemistry. I don't know what it is, I just, I don't know. What about you? Do you see it?
Oh, by the way, your friend Nat said she agrees with me about throwing Jennifer down the elevator shaft.
Sounds like we'll go with that scenario. We'll save the Mack truck from Marlena. I mean, John got run over by a car once, so it's only fair that Marlena take the truck. So we'll let the Mack get her.
Jennifer gets whacked on the head with a brick, gets thrown down the elevator shaft, and then someone gets a wheelbarrow full of bricks and throws that down the elevator shaft, too.
Ooh, ouch.
Yes, that would hurt.
Wow.
Man,
that would hurt.
Yeah.
Wow. And nothing against Missy Reeves. I've always loved Missy. She's nothing wrong with her. But, yeah, Jennifer, something needs to happen.
Oh, you know what? Do you mind if I bring on Sabina? So I promised her about 10:30. Okay, let's do Sabina. Hello, Sabina.
Hi, ladies.
Hey,
hello.
Hello.
How are you all? Oh, we're okay.
Good.
We're good.
Yeah, good. Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Still kind of reeling from my weekend, even though it's been a couple weeks. It was amazing. I don't know where to start. Do you have any questions before I start or anything you're pressed to know? I didn't get very many scoops. They weren't very forthcoming with the scoops.
Yeah, that's what we heard, yeah.
I did hear, though, Wally Kurth did say that he's been taping more, so he's going to be on screen more, which is obvious already anyways because, you know, of his storyline with EJ and the taking down of Stefano, which did come at a very odd time. I read tweets about how bizarre it was at the end of that episode. He just decides, okay, I'm going to take down my father now. But that was interesting. That was about it. They really... And it was funny, a lot of the questions at the Q&A weren't really character and show-driven as much as in the past. It was very bizarre. There were a few good questions, but some, of course, I've already heard. I'm actually, it's been so long that I can't remember every question. That's why I would love to record it, but we're not allowed to record it. And they were really, really on it this time. Because I had seen that they were recording, you know, last year, some people got in recordings. And this year, they were watching, like, with eagle eyes very carefully. So, yeah, somebody was actually seen recording something. And it was actually not even anything really that dire because it was just Brian DiTillo decided to get up and do his rap. He had, I guess, written a rap. And
aww.
He decided he was going to, you know, do his rap. It was awesome. And so somebody was trying to record it, and I don't know why that would be not good to be recorded. But I guess just simply the fact that anything being recorded then is not good because, you know, I think could be seen that they don't want out there or whatever. So, but somebody was recording, and there was one of the people watching came over and told them to stop. And then, you know, Tony was the MC, and he made another announcement saying no video recording during this event, this part of the event. So, yeah, they were definitely cracking down on it this time a lot harder than I've ever seen. But Brian really was stole the show the whole Q&A, I'm telling you.
Aww.
Not only did he have this rap, he had his shirt off for almost half the time of the auction. It was hilarious because he tweeted that, you know, if you want to see Lucas strip, come to Atlanta, and he was not kidding. Because during the Friday night event, which I was really surprised and happy. 5 out of the 7 actors were already there and able to be at that event. Because, you know, they say they may be there. And last year there were only 2. Because I guess, Sean Christian was at a different event. He was at a special event that was just for him that evening. So he was there, but he wasn't able to come to the Friday kickoff event. And then... the rest of them just couldn't make it. It was just Wally Kurth and Matthew Ashford last year. So this year it was amazing because it was Brian DiTillo, Eric Martzoff, Sean Christian, Wally Kurth, and Ari Zucker all managed to make it. You know, their flight landed plenty of time. Actually, Brian was the earliest. He got there at like 3 p.m.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where he was coming from. He had an early enough flight. He was there so early. So the 5 of them were at this kickoff event. It was so much more intimate than the cocktail party because the cocktail party was super crowded. It was sold out. and it was nothing like last year. Last year was very intimate, very small, very, you know, I mean, there were a lot of people, but it wasn't as crowded as this year. But the Friday night event, Brian was constantly taking his shirt off. And I was like, I didn't catch it right away. I didn't have my camera when I first went in to check it out because we had come back from dinner. And we just went in to check it out before going up to get the camera. And I was like, oh, I got to go get my camera now. So I ran up and got it. But by the time I came back, of course, he kept putting it back on right after. Like, he was doing it just for taking for pictures. And all you had to do was say, take your shirt off. He was okay. Okay, you're not, you know, you don't have to twist my arm. I'll do it. Anything you say. But anyway, it was hilarious. He was a hoot. This is actually my first time really meeting him in this environment. I've actually met him before, like I said on the blog talk show when he was on, when I told him about the picture that didn't turn out that great. And it wasn't that it didn't turn out that great. It was a film picture. It wasn't even when I was on, had digital. So I can't, like, I have to go find my, I can't even remember what they're called. It's been so long since I've had film. I don't even know where my negative is, like, of the picture. So I had to scan it in the, because I have it in my scrapbook, and I can't take it out. So it just made for a not so good picture. So I have a bunch of really good pictures with him now. But I talked to him about, you know, talking to him on the show, and I think he remembered, but he was really nice, down to earth, and hilarious. He really is like a clown, you know, like even just like Eric Martzoff. They're, you know, they steal the show. Mm-hmm. So he was super nice, and so I definitely got some really good pictures. And then Ari Zucker, oh my gosh, she is amazing. She is really sweet, and she is funny. She's a lot of fun. You know, she's mm-hmm. one of those people you could just hang out with her, you know, go out, like, with the girls and hang out and just have a blast. She loves to dance, and she's really Aww. Good at it. Ooh. Very good at it. It was so funny because during the cocktail party, it was, for a long time, they were just stuck in wherever place they were standing. And the lineup would, there was a line, literally, to go talk to them. And everywhere, you know, and so you just had to wait. And I did that for a couple of them, but a couple of them I kind of snuck in with some friends after they'd stood in line. Well, mainly just James Scott, because all the e-jammies were there. I mean, it was like an e-jammy reunion, because there was literally a picture taken of a big group of girls around James Scott. By the professional photographer, which I was amazed at because I don't know when they took that. It was right before the cocktail party because they were all dressed up, mm-hmm. and it was still daylight. So I'm not sure how they managed that, but I have a feeling they had bought the VIP tickets, I think. That was just my thoughts anyway. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they didn't because it was a big group of them. Somebody had tweeted it out, so I'm sure you can find it somehow on Twitter somewhere. But yeah, Ari was stuck in her line for the longest time, and I think she ended up just leaving it. Just like, okay, I'm gonna go party and have my fun on the dance floor. Because even Tony, you know, was like, hey, let's get this party going. Let's go dance. And it literally mm-hmm. turned into a dance party at the end for like an hour, Aww. I think, which was not really long enough because it is a lot of fun to dance, but it goes fast. But she was out there dancing. She was dancing with Tony. She danced out there with Eric. Mm-hmm. They were amazing. You know, of course, James was not going to dance. And it was so funny. When, a fan came up and asked, why aren't you going to, or when are you going to come dance or something like that? And he's like, oh, no, that's okay. I was like, wow, he is so refined. And there's a lot I could say. I don't want to really say too much, but he's just James Scott. He's not the typical British person I've ever met. A lot of British people are fun and just, you know, let loose at times. But he's definitely one of the more, I mean, he seems like he could be a member of the royal family. He's that refined and kind of shy and standoffish. Mm-hmm. And I found out Lauren Coslow is kind of shy. I know she's made it sound like she's shy before and like she's not as shy as she used to be. But when it comes to dancing, no, because I even asked her, and she really didn't answer me, actually. She never really answered that question. I think she made it sound like she was too busy with her fans to, you know, visiting with them and you know, allowing the line to die down.
Yeah.
But she was amazing. Meeting her was the highlight of my weekend for me.
Aww.
Because she remembered me from Twitter and all the various shows. You realize it was your show with her on for fans to call. It was the very first Blog Talk show I've ever called into.
Aww.
And it just brought me back. And then, of course,
aww,
she remembered me for all of that. And when we met, and I got it on video, which is awesome. I've got every bit of my first meeting her on video. She gave me this great big hug and just so nice to meet you as well, you know. And it was it was amazing. And
she's really
a really
warm person.
Yeah,
very warm.
And she definitely loved the scrapbook. She so thrilled, and I could tell how it just touched her and meant a lot to her. And that meant
that's
a lot to
so
me
because
I put a lot of thought and work to it. It didn't take much to do because it took me like one afternoon, a few hours, once I got my pictures printed and sent to me. So it was amazing. I was so glad that I knew she would like it. I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about how
sure
and when I was going to present it to her.
Because
I was wanting it to be very special and very momentous and on video. So I was always going to just present it to her when I did the Q&A, little mini Q&A video that I was going to do during the cocktail party. But I was really glad Sherry, you know, her fan club president, Sherry, was there. And she came over to me and suggested, you know, you probably should just give her book now because it's going to be crowded, it's going to be noisy, and it's going to be darker because they dim the lights so much.
Those events are really tricky. Yeah.
Yeah. And my camera, my video camera just was not picking up because I know last year I had to lighten my videos because it was so dark in the room. And only one of the actors said, like Wally was like, let's go out here where it's quieter. And it was a little bit lighter, brighter. But I was told that in Boston, when they tried to go outside the room during the event to talk, they were called out on it by the coordinators of the event and said, no, you need to stay in here. You can't go out there. So I knew that I wasn't going to be able to go out of the room. So I decided I would just, and I was close to the end of the line anyways, in meeting her. It was almost the end of the, and actually it went over, the autograph session went over. And you could tell James Scott was getting agitated. He was like tired and hungry and wanted to leave before he finished, but he stayed, but he definitely could, you could tell he was not happy that it went over. And it only went over by maybe half hour or so, 45 minutes, because there were so many people. And, you know, we all paid money to go to the event, so they weren't going to turn us away. So I went ahead and presented it to her then, and Sherry was nice enough to hold the video camera and videotape it, and she did an excellent job. I was really pleased. And I had another friend taking photos, which the photos got messed up. I was going to have Lauren and I holding my Team Kate shirt that I had her sign for a picture, and my photographer had won one of the silent auctions and was having to go pay for it at that time. So that didn't happen, but she did get a picture of Lauren signing the shirt and pictures of her and I, and we didn't really take an actual official picture until the cocktail party, which was fine because we were all dressed up anyway, so that was okay. But it was funny. I have pictures of me talking with Lauren and stuff, but we didn't, like, stop talking and look up at the camera and smile during the autograph session. It was funny. It just was a whirlwind, like I said, and just didn't happen. So, but yeah, she was definitely very warm and wonderful. And then I managed to get a little bit more time with her during the cocktail party before she had her big line, you know, form. And we were able to look at the album a little bit together, and I was able to talk to her, really, really talk to her and tell her my thoughts. And she was actually I actually wrote a card and put a card in with the album as well, and I told her about it. So she was able to read it before she saw me again. So it, in all ways, all the way around, when I presented it, was actually the best time and turned out to be the most wonderful time, because if I presented it later, she wouldn't have read the card until later that night, or even when she got home, she might not have even gotten a chance to till then. So she was able to read it and tell me how she loved it. So, it was funny because I was really excited to meet James Scott too, and it was a little bit of a letdown just because I couldn't find the right thing to really. The only thing was when I first met him at the autograph session, that really turned out good. I have a video of that, and I did get a box of chocolates that came from England because there's a British store that is not far from me, and it's an amazing store. They have all these wonderful imports from England, and I wanted to get Quality Street, which is a really, really, it's my favorite chocolate from England, but for some reason they didn't have it. They said it was seasonal, which is a load of crap, actually, because the store was actually owned by a friend of my grandmother's. My grandmother's from London, but she sold it because she's retiring. She doesn't want to deal with it anymore. And when she owned it, they always had it. And so it's totally whoever she sold it to is not running it properly, not like she did. So it's not the same, but I was able to get a good box of chocolates from England, and he did like them. And he said he does like Quality Street. I was able to find out that he does like Quality Street, so that helped. Sorry, my cat decided he wanted to talk too. So that was awesome. And I did feel like I got a little bit of a good, you know, chat with him there. But I'm telling you what, that cocktail party, I couldn't really talk to him. And I just felt like I couldn't find the right thing to talk to him about. So I was a little bit starstruck with him for some reason. I don't know why. It was really bizarre. Hang on, let me... Anyway, so... That was definitely amazing. The whole event was wonderful. They definitely do a great event together every year. And I was looking at the Boston event that's getting ready to happen in, I think it's August this year. And I would love to go because they're only going to have 100 people total for the whole event. They're going to really limit the tickets and all the events. There's going to be a little bit more going on and more, you know, one-on-one time with the actors. So I'm hopeful that they'll bring it to Atlanta next year and do that same, you know, similar type of event. Because, of course, that will be a lot easier for me to get to. And, I mean, it sold out. The whole event sold out this year. And I have a feeling it's James Scott, which is funny because, you know, last year he was supposed to go. He was supposed to be there, but he canceled last minute. So, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't, but I really do think it was because everybody was wanting to see him. So, but it was definitely amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Well, thanks for sharing. Yeah, it went well. Yeah, I was pleased. I knew, like I said, Lauren was going to be amazing to meet and love the album, but it overstuffed my expectations by a lot. It just, you know, and I can't wait to get started on my scrapbook. You know, I have to add to my scrapbook now with all the pictures that were taken. I just haven't gotten a chance to get them printed in order to do that, so. But I did tweet them. I don't know how many of the pictures you guys caught going by, but I know you saw the one of Brian shirtless.
Oh yeah.
Well, part of what he did, what he ended up doing, he did a little, he did end up doing a little takeoff from the episode that aired just before the event of. When they did the just taking off their shirts and getting the money stuffed in their pants, because he decided he was going to go around to every willing female and get those dollar bills, and it was hilarious because Tony kept saying, "Yeah, and if you give him a $20 bill, you can put your hand further down his pants." It was hilarious. It was a lot of fun. He all the money that he got stuffed into him, he gave towards the charity, which was Autism Speaks. So.
Oh, great.
So I don't know how much I gotta go find that out. Excuse me, I gotta find out how much total they raised. I haven't seen whether they tweeted that out or not. I guess that might not be something they tweet out, but I'm curious to know how much they end up raising because, you know, the auction items went for quite a bit. James Scott's pink shirt that, you know, EJ wears all the time, they auctioned that. It went for $2,000. Yeah. There were a few things that went for, I think there was only one other thing that went for like $1,000 or something or over, you know, that. But I can't remember what all everything went for. But Ari had the bag from the dog that she carried that Nicole had, the little pooch bag. It was like a leopard print with a heart on the front. And it's the bag that she carried that little puppy, that little dog in on the show. So that's what she had.
Oh.
And Sean Christian, of course, had the white lab coat with Dr. Jonas's name on it. I think it had Sean Christian. I can't remember if they put his character name or his name.
Mm-hmm.
But they all had the mugs, you know, they all did the mugs on top of whatever else. Oh, and Eric got a little brazen. He and I don't know whether he really, quote, stole the pictures, but he brought, he had pictures of the cast from like three or four different cast pictures from many different years going back. I can't remember how far back he went, but he said he got them from the studio. And then he could get in trouble. I think he was just making that up. Because if he really could get in trouble, then yeah, we'd all be in trouble. But it was the pictures, the mug, and apparently the jacket that he rescued Melanie from the tunnels in. It was a brown jacket. It looked like something you'd wear on a safari. I honestly didn't remember what he was wearing during that, but that's what he auctioned. And Lauren auctioned the black jacket that she wore during the explosions on the show.
The disaster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The little black jacket.
Aww.
And I think I want to say that went for over $1,000, but I can't remember. But they were
yeah. I mean, there were some diehard fans that just did not want to let it go. And then, of course, if, once it got so high that they they just had to sit down or whatever. But it was intense. But it was definitely a lot of fun. Oh, did I miss something? Wally Kurth. What did he – I'm trying to remember what he auctioned. That was funny. I actually don't remember what he auctioned. yeah, so it was definitely a lot of fun. So do you girls have any questions, anything that I didn't answer that you're curious about?
No, no, and we have three callers, too. So,
I think we got a good picture. That was great. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks for your story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're welcome. It was a lot of fun, and I love sharing the story, so... And I really enjoy being able to share it with fellow fans that know how awesome these things are to me.
Yes.
So
Lauren is the bomb, so she's awesome.
She is.
Glad you enjoyed
really
being
is.
Her and everything. So
thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Dana.
You're welcome.
Take
Have
care.
A good night. Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and I'm going to send my... Period starts cooperating. We'll bring Marianne on. Sorry, Marianne. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Marianne.
I was listening.
Hi.
Hey. How are you doing?
Hey.
I was listening.
Good. You got a belated birthday shout out.
Yeah.
Glad you could make it.
Yeah.
Had a nice birthday.
Day.
You have a nice Mother's Day weekend planned?
Just going out to visit my mom.
That's nice.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Nice birthday.
You had a nice birthday?
Went out to eat. Yeah, went out to eat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice quiet day. Had the day off, so that was nice.
I know. You got some R&R.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
Good. You deserved it. It's like, I know you go
and
go.
Yeah, just
got
the day off.
Nice have time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always enjoy going out to eat, you know. Always fun, so.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's over for another year. I'm starting to count now. It's like, stop.
Oh.
But you're 29. I don't understand what you're bitching about.
29. Yeah, I wish. Sometimes I feel like I'm 69, so I don't know.
That's a good number.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Just kidding.
See how that number just came right out of my mouth.
I know.
Because
you're a hooch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I got a lot of nice Facebook messages. That was nice. Well, that was nice.
We haven't talked to Jamie yet, so we need to cover that part.
I'm coming off a 7-hour shift here. Yeah, and actually, I just finished watching Thursday and Friday's today, this morning,
mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fresh in my mind. Well, the Jammy, I guess, today that I saw was cute with Johnny. It was nice to see Johnny again on the show, and he was cute with Sammy and EJ, and he wanted Rafe. It was cute when he said he wanted Rafe. At first, he said he missed Rafe, and it kind of was like EJ was standing behind them, and it was kind of like looking sad. But then he said about his daddy was the best, you know, was the best. But he really wanted EJ and Rafe. Not that he didn't want to live with his dad in the mansion. He just wanted Rafe there, and he wanted EJ and Rafe, and you know, them to live all together. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. And Sammy was all for that.
Oh yeah, she probably would have been.
Yeah, really. Hell, I'll do it if she doesn't want to.
Yeah, really.
Answer it. Throw his
Well, I could do without.
And Brady.
What's that?
Throw his Lucas, Vargas, and Brady, too.
Oh, yes, yeah. Lucas, Vargas, and Brady. Well, Brady's kind of, and that's her stepbrother, right? Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares? Oh. This is Dave's, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
no.
Brady's screwing his almost stepmother. So, I mean, you know, I'm just
asking
you
to Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The YouTube Cougar, did you say? Oh, okay. Yeah, they. It's about them. Oh, they brought up, which was nice, they finally had a Tony mention in there this week. When she was talking, when they were in the secret room, John went down there and they were together and he brought up the pearls and she said about, you know, the wedding, and he says, well, what about your wedding to Tony? And she said, well, that wasn't a real marriage. Like, yeah, it was. Like when she first came there, I mean, she was supposed to be madly in love with him. Although that was also kind of creepy because they were like technically brother and sister.
Yeah,
I know they were never raised together. So there, that was, I mean, everyone says how creepy it was with the, you know, Max and Chelsea being and whatever, but they never, you know.
Yeah, but that's like brother and sister.
I
mean, they were both adopted by Stefano. Technically, they're neither one of them.
Yeah, and I think Tony
Stefano
was around when she was there because he said he remembered when she was little. So that's even worse.
That's worse.
That's worse, yeah. But anyway. But, I mean, at least he was mentioned, but it was like, you know, but then I guess.
Kind of a put down, though.
I think Terry had brought up that actually it was really Andre and not Tony. No,
that's,
you know,
true.
Mm-hmm.
That we, because really that was all, yeah, back then it was, but through the history it's been said that it was Andre, but, you know, the writers, they don't go by that anyway. But it still was nice to hear that Tony was mentioned. But I don't know what you talked about. So far, what did you talk? Did you talk any about that?
We talked about Kate.
Oh, you did your Kate. Okay.
Yeah, we talked about Sammy jumping on the guy's back and trying to run through
was,
the town square,
yeah,
and all that.
That was funny. And with the Jammy too. Yeah, I think with the Jammy too. Was this the week with the gun? He was kind of teasing her with the gun.
Yes, that was cute. Go talk about that.
Taking,
I don't think we really talked about that.
With the gun, I guess he found it in her. It was just the whole between
them.
At one point,
didn't he say something like, we need to clean out your purse or something like that?
Yeah,
he
found the purse.
Because
he's
like, one day I find 30 grand, another day I find a gun.
Yes. And then it was today something he came in and said, she was in an uproar because she wanted to talk to Stefano. So he had to calm her down because she wanted to confront Stefano. And he said something about, I'm not going to let you. Something. I'm not going to let you talk to Steph. She says, did you just say to me you're not going to let me do something? So I thought that was cute, you know. But, yeah, although she did confront Stefano with the chess game and everything there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So they're always cute. I just really like them together.
They are cute.
Yeah.
What do you think about E. Justin?
Oh, yes. I love them.
Yes, me too. I love Wally Kurth.
Is that what we call him now? E. Justin, okay. Wally Kurth. Well, I love Wally Kurth. Oh,
because I
had met him at Day of Days, him and Judy Evans. Oh,
yes.
Just love them.
Yes.
Just love them both.
Yes.
They're just like the most normal, down-to-earth, engaging.
Yeah.
I mean, when they talked to you, they looked at you, they were like so happy to see you, and
cool.
He's just gorgeous. I mean, with the dimples and everything.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. I always kind of took them for granted when they were on the show originally. I liked them as a couple on the show, but I wasn't like totally head over heels. It wasn't like my favorite couple or anything. But you know what won me over? It was the same thing, Marianne, talking to him at a charity event one time at Henry's Hat, and we talked for quite a while. And he was so engaging and interesting and was interested in what we were saying. And I just was like, oh, my God,
And you can tell
just
that.
Seeing him in person, he was just so attractive. And I just love his character on the show. So it's nice to see, you know, Wally getting some screen time.
And I like seeing him and, you know, Judy Evans, they had some little bit of scenes
together.
They're
so cute together.
They're cute together. And she did have some scenes with, like, Will and Sonny and that, too. But I like this. I don't know what the plan is. Does anybody have any idea what EJ has on Stefano that follows?
He's just going to try to shift all the funds and pull the company out from under him.
Okay, because maybe I missed it. Is that what he said? I thought
well,
he had
I mean,
something
he's transferring, on. He's transferring funds to other accounts and stuff like that, and eventually,
mm-hmm.
eventually he wants to destroy Stefano, basically.
Right, and take and have he said like have Stefano have nothing left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he hasn't forgotten how Stefano treated him last year. Basically,
mm-hmm.
he's playing along
right.
with him right now, but he's not.
Right, he hasn't
forgotten.
Hasn't gone over that, and he really hasn't let Sammy in on this, right?
Oh, wow.
No, other than just Justin, yeah.
But she would probably put
yeah.
a stop to it because she wouldn't want him doing it right now when she needs a favor from Stefano.
Right,
so.
And she's afraid that Stefano is going to use that evidence as blackmail
mm-hmm.
over, you know, over them. And did you talk about the envelope and Sierra?
I don't think really anything happened with the envelope this week, did it?
Not this, was it this week? Or was it Sierra last week with the envelope?
Oh, Sierra hid another
week?
Envelope. She hid an envelope this
hid,
week.
Oh, this is, yeah, this week. This is the second
yeah.
envelope she's involved in.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is. Anybody have an idea what that is with Hope? They left it for Hope. I wonder if it's something from Bo. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I don't know. I can't think of any. I don't know what else you guys discussed. That's it with the Jammy. Unless you can think of something else for a Jammy.
Well,
I can't really think of anything. You mentioned Sierra. It is interesting seeing her. She's doing a good job of playing,
I like
her.
Like
evil. She's funny. I mean, I. Yes.
She's evil
oh,
girl.
Little
no, not evil, but.
Her devious little mind. Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that they're making her that way because, I mean, she was always so sweet. And I love it that they're kind of giving her character motivation from, you know, she's acting out because she's angry at her father for basically abandoning her right now. And so she's taking it out on her mom. And so I think it's interesting, the psychological dynamic there. It's not just all of a sudden she turned, like, nasty and bad seed. You know, she has, like, as a child, she's basically acting out, but it's entertaining, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny how Sammy
yeah, if you're her, if you're the mother,
good, like,
if you're the mother, you'd be like, ugh, I want to strangle her.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so
I'm laughing at her
because
what
Stephen
she's saying
says,
to Hope.
Something
it's
like,
true.
Yeah, my mom was here, is here 10 minutes ago. Like, she was supposed to be there 10 minutes ago. She's doing a good little job as a little actress.
Yeah, she'll be back in an hour. She said she'll be back in she'll be back in an hour.
Yeah.
Like, she knew. Yeah.
She's got a little attitude. It's pretty funny.
She does have, she has a lot of attitude.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're making it where there's some justification for it. As I mean, not that it justifies the behavior, but, you know, she's acting out because of Bo. So it's not just all of a sudden she's being a bad seed and there's no character. It's somewhat character-driven. I don't know. I like that. I like that it's not just her being that way for the plot, but there's actually a reason behind her acting out like that. So.
Right, because of Bo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny when Sammy could relate all too well to her. She sits down and she's like, so why are you giving your mom such a hard time? I got in trouble in school. Oh, I know a little bit about that. You know, like, Sammy could relate to her.
My mom doesn't understand me. Oh, yeah, I know that, too.
Exactly. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about John and Marlena? Or John and Kristen? The whole
I
thing
thought
was
there
like John
was
trying
good.
To do it.
I thought the scenes were good because she was real honest. She's like, Marty's a great guy, and he's giving me a baby. And, you know, it was, I thought she was really being honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
So
is Kristen falling in love with Brady? Is she regretting now, or is she still going to go through with her plan of destroying, you know?
She's still going through with the plan, but I think she has second thoughts because it's, because she I think Jennifer told her this week, said, you won, you know, you're getting your happy, and she told John, you know, I'm getting my happy ending, that's what I always wanted, and, if Brady thinks that they're going to give her a baby, I mean, seriously, he's a keeper, you know what I mean? Because if she doesn't, she does her revenge, then she's going to lose everybody. She's going to lose the friends that she acquired. She's going to lose Brady, and John's not going to have anything to do with her. I mean, she's going to lose everything. So it really doesn't seem to make much sense for her to sleep with Jonathan.
Right. That's what I keep thinking. She's going to try to, you know, but John's trying everything he, you know, he thinks by sleeping with her, he's going to keep them two apart, but then he's going to lose everything too. So,
well, you know, I think it's time for our Vargas update, and our boy Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth,
we had Vargas this week. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Kenneth.
Vargas time.
I'm not sure how many of you ladies are mothers, but happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you too.
Yes,
I've got a cat child, so I don't have an actual like real live child, but I have a cat.
Well,
child.
They count.
Okay. All right.
So, this Vargas and Nick thing is getting really juicy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out. He's making Nick do some things, some very desperate things, and his behavior towards Sammy it really makes you really think about what's really going on with it, you know, because at first you would think that they had all the evidence. And then Nick shows up, and he's like, I am a computer whiz, Sammy. And did you honestly think that this is the only copies that I had that you came into my apartment and stole? So classic. I want to know why. I want to know what's going on. I want to know. Why is he having Nick launder all his money? And where's his money coming from?
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know where he got the $30,000 from. If he's in prison for 10 years, where does the money come from? I don't know. I think he's probably a car note artist, and maybe he had it stashed away this whole time. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Nick is making the money grow, so Nick is still, he has to be stealing that money from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be stealing that money from somewhere. So, because and then Sammy, she used to be my favorite villain, but now she's starting to be dumb as rocks. Because, I mean, first, you hold a man at gunpoint, and the gun is not even loaded. And she says that at the end, well, thank God his gun was loaded. But what good would it have done if it was loaded anyway? You already gave him the money anyway. So she lost the only leverage that.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I mean,
thing was, shoot Nick and take his phone, then you got the last of the evidence, and you get rid of the problem. No, I'm just kidding. But I wouldn't really want her to shoot Nick, but, you know.
who does that? I mean, I would have loved to see Lauren Coslow do that.
He would have gotten more than a knee in the groin, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Cougar does not play, honey.
Nuh-uh.
Madam Cougar does not play. And so, if I'm not mistaken, I think it might have been on earlier in the week that Nicole and Marcus had another intense moment.
Oh, yeah. They are still hot. Even though they hate each other, it's like, woo,
mm-hmm.
The tits.
Well, that's what makes them hotter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was hot watching it. I said, is this allowed? I had to ask myself, was that allowed? Because I'm like, oh, my God. It was very steamy.
Yes, it was.
It was,
there's just something very intense about him. It's like, whoo! Like, I was thinking, you know, if I were Nicole, I'd be up all night trying to figure out ways to piss him off again. Let's see, how many ways can I make Vargas angry?
I bet the intimacy and the sex would be just great, wouldn't it?
Well, we already know he's got a hot body. Whew.
His lips and face and eyes. I like that shit he got too. I mean, he has swag. I like all that. He got swag.
Yeah, there's just something. Let's just face it. Vargas is just hot. There's just no two ways about it. He just is.
Yeah.
So, and you know, and Sean Douglas is really a good actor. I mean, we've talked about this before, but he just adds so many layers to everything he does. Because I mean, really, how many times do actors come on like that out of the blue and just make an impact that immediately where people notice? You know,
got a hot actor that can act.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen.
Oh, yes.
Usually they get these, you know, male model things on there and then they can't act. But
exactly.
You can't.
Exactly. And he is so good. And already in the short time he's been on, he's already shown so many different layers and so many different aspects to who his character is. It's really, it makes it fun to watch. I mean, you know, we can talk about how fun it is to just watch him, you know, in general, especially Kenneth and I can talk about that. But he does, he adds so many layers. You just never know how he's going to come at things, you know, and I love that. He keeps us guessing.
And it's so crazy because I'm not familiar with any of his previous work. I have not seen him in anything else. But I can tell you, if, you know, those people that have not seen Sean Douglas before now are going to be eager to go back and see what other things that he has done. Because,
yes.
I mean, I must tell you, I mean, his following has grown since he's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's tremendous. To have one person impact the show that much.
Mm-hmm.
A newcomer. Impacts it like that.
I have a tendency to not like the people when they first come on. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I think it's because new characters disrupt the flow, and this is our TV family. We're used to seeing them the way they are and everything. So whenever a new character or even a recast is introduced, I generally take a while to warm up to him. And, you know, and with him, it's like, ooh, I'm warm now. I'm warm to hot.
IMDb website, and he's been acting, looks like, since 1999. He was in Mid-Range, Femme Fatale, the TV show, Mr. Deity, which is still on now, because he has that listed. Love Bites, the TV show. No Ordinary Family, April Moon, Without a Trace, Jake in Progress, Mistaken Identity, he was on ER. Mostly, it looks like basically one episode stints.
I'd like to go back and see him on some of those. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some great pictures on here, too, by the way.
Ooh.
Let me go over here and Google that right now.
We're going to lose Kenneth now. Thanks a
lot, Gary. You mean Kenneth hasn't checked all that out yet? Every picture? Everything he's been in yet?
I've been busy this week. But, you know, I got to find my flash drive.
I feel a wallpaper change coming along for Kenneth right about now.
I know, right?
We need a Vargas app, don't we? We need to be able to hit that app and have Vargas 24, you know, at our fingertips 24/7.
All the time.
Let me ask you
a question real quick.
Go ahead.
Who do y'all think hit Rave?
Who hit him?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't think it. I really don't think it was commissioned by EJ, because even though EJ's a little jealous of his Johnny's relationship with Rafe, he loves his son, and his son loves Rafe, and I don't think he would hurt Rafe because of that.
Yeah.
So it's got to be. I think it's either Vargas or Mick related.
Yeah,
or
Mick
something
hit
else,
Rafe, isn't it? No.
What's that?
Did you say who hit Rafe?
Yeah. We don't know.
No, wasn't it?
But I think
wasn't
it's
it
more
Nick?
Vargas.
I would think it's Nick.
Well, I think it's Vargas or Nick related somehow.
Well, wasn't Nick? He knew that Rafe was on his way
to
see Gabby.
They set it up to where it could be several different people. I mean, it could be Stefano, it could be EJ, or commissioned by either of them. It could be Vargas, it could be Nick. I think
it's
more
Vargas
and Nick related, but I think it's too obvious to say that it was Nick, so I don't know. It could be, but it's got to be related. I think it might be Vargas or Vargas related, but
whoever it was, they were wearing a blue shirt.
Blue shirt, and Nick had a blue shirt.
Yeah, I did notice that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was Nick.
It was. It could be.
But
I just think they were putting out a lot of red herrings, though, too.
Yeah,
so,
it doesn't make sense because if I'm not mistaken, right before that last bit of film was shown, Nick was somewhere else. I think chewing out or cussing out Will and Sonny or something like that, because and then that's when Rafe had confronted him, and so I have to go back and actually look at it, but I don't think it was enough time for Nick to do all of that. By the way, I looked at it, it just didn't look like he had enough time, but I could be wrong, because soap time is different. You know, what we see in 30 minutes could be a span of hours. So
I remember he called Gabby and said, he was on his, was she alone or something? And he says, I'm on you. And then he got off the phone. And he says, no, I just have to get there before Rafe does. So, I don't know.
Could be somebody else.
I'm trying to think who else would want to. I know there's a lot of people that want hit, knock out Rafe, but I don't know.
But it's been a very interesting week.
We'll find out.
I have really enjoyed this this train wreck with Jennifer and Daniel. It's just tragic, kind of just train wreck. But it's like after one obstacle, it's like after one obstacle leave, another one comes. And you know
what? Everyone think of the new JJ?
I think JJ will be more. He will be more devious than Anne.
I think he's guilty. He's lying to his mother. I think he was doing the drugs. Don't you think?
Yeah
it comes out this week. It was him.
I'm sure.
I definitely believe that. I think it aired. I think that was on Friday's episode. She said, "Well, there was drugs in your room and X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah." And that's gonna hurt her more because he's her son. And so, hey, it is what it is. Throw off a bus or something. I don't know. Throw down an elevator shaft or something. No.
That's what I said. Hit her with a brick. Oh, I have to ask. We had a Hope and a Vargas scene on Friday. What did everybody think about that?
I like them.
I hope need to stay away from my man, honey. That's all I'm going to say. No, that's not going to work.
Hope needs to be hot.
Honestly,
I think Vargas
both
not
coming back.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Find out something else.
I'm waiting to see a Kate and Vargas scene. I want to see that as well.
if they let all these women eat up Vargas, then I won't have nothing.
Kate
hasn't
had Vargas yet, so yeah. Not yet.
Well,
not yet.
Kate, they used to call Kate the welcome committee.
Yeah?
way better time. But my heart's with Rate. My heart's with Rate right now. You know, I'm a Rate fan. But, you know, I would like to see a little scene with Vargas and Kate just to see what that dynamic would be. But I mean, even if they were doing some sort of business together, that would be fun to watch, I think. But I bet you there'd be some chemistry. But poor Rafe. Well, Rafe's going to be, you know, Rafe knocked out now. I wonder what Kate's going to do now. Next week we should find out how that all plays out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm anxious
gonna,
to see those scenes.
I think mm-hmm. she's going to melt like butter. She's going to shoot. She's going to realize.
Yeah, because that scene where Sonny and Will were like, well, when you're in love, you know, it's hard to, they were so cute. We talked about that earlier, but they were
mm-hmm.
so cute talking to her about being in love and everything and how they could tell and everything. And she was like, oh, you know, it was so cute. Oh, so yeah, she's
like
in love,
when
man.
Kate told them she thinks of all the couples in Salem, they're the happiest, which is true. They're the happiest and they're the best couple, actually,
mm-hmm.
in Salem right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about this epiphany that Kristen is having?
I can't tell if it's real or not. I think it's fake.
I'm not sure either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think Brady is impossible to resist, though. I think it's real.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know what? I was sitting looking at him. I said, you know, if I had to... Vargas, please forgive me. If I had to choose...
I want to take Brady before Vargas, actually, but go ahead.
Because, Vargas, he's a lot rougher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to throw up against things. That's my kind of thing.
Sign me up
I think both of them, you know, whatever.
I'm just going to spend the rest of the evening figuring out ways I can piss Vargas off.
Like I was saying, I mean, because I prefer Vargas because, for one, he's a lot smarter than Brady. I mean, Brady
anybody's
so
smarter than
moves.
Brady.
So
the whole town of Salem.
He got so many clues. He's like Mother Goose. Got one child and don't know what to do.
What's really sad is Eric Marsloff used to be a lawyer. I mean, he's a really smart guy in real life. And I'll bet certain days he must just surrender. He just must have to surrender to it and be like, okay, I'm playing the dumb blonde. There's
what's
going to
say? Just thank
this.
God he's hot, you know.
I know.
Thank God he's hot otherwise.
He does have one of the best chests in daytime, I will say. But yeah, I think you're right, though. I would go for as far as the characters go, I'd go for the combined hotness and intellect, which Vargas clearly has. So.
Oh, have mercy.
Yeah. let's give ourselves a moment, Kenneth. Whew, okay, just reflect. Whew, take it all in. Okay.
I got me a big old jug of water with some ice in it. I'm good.
Oh, gosh. Well, we need to I know Sean said he may be available in the next week or two, so we'll work on that some more. I asked him to give us some dates, and if
Sean,
he's listening, he needs to give us some dates.
Sean, if you're listening, I love you.
Oh, gosh. I think I'm blushing. Oh, but anyway. Yeah, we love you, Vargas, or Sean Douglas, I mean, or both. Yes. So I'm glad. We need to see him some more. We need to see more Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More Vargas, less Danifer, please.
Yes, please.
I mean, that is so wrong. I cannot even tell you how wrong that is. I mean, why? Can they find Jack somewhere and bring him back or something?
Oh, I wish they would. Find Jack.
I mean, they brought Stefano back. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, we don't know Jack.
Oh, they can bring anybody back.
We didn't see the body.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Jagger saw the body, though.
I don't know. Because, I mean, my thing is this. I mean, that's just, I mean, it just, it doesn't make, it just doesn't make sense. You get rid of Jack. And this, and they had, you know, this little thing ain't got nothing to do with that, but, I mean, listen to your fans, that's all I can say. Because it's not working. It's boring. They're boring to watch. And it's like they're just delivering lies to me. They're not, I mean, that's what it looks like to me. When you have like characters like Vargas and EJ, like E. Jamie, that is so, I mean, that is so right. You can see it. They have chemistry. I mean, there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there.
Some feedback here, sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to bring on Amanda. So we haven't heard from Amanda in a few months. Hey, Amanda, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay.
Hello.
Amanda.
Hi. I wanted to mention really quick before I forgot. The envelope you were talking about, Sierra, that was the prison release program on the front.
I couldn't make it out. I couldn't read it. Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
I wonder if they're releasing.
Prison release.
So I'm thinking, I was wondering, who the hell could they be releasing? And Sierra's in big trouble.
Yeah.
Never mind Hope. Especially Hope,
Well,
too.
I mean, the officer that left it, a six-year-old in charge with it, probably isn't the smartest, you know.
No.
Well, this is a Salem PD. They're not exactly bright, you know.
That's true. That's very true.
You know what? I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
They said that Hope had a story coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
What?
I think.
You remember when Hope lost all her marbles and she was, like, putting on lipstick and beating up folks and stuff like that?
Yep.
Because Baker?
I wish it was Dr. Baker. I loved him.
And she was in prison, and them girls beat her up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, what if they're revisiting that storyline and tying it up, or like I said, it very much could have something to do with Vargas, but I doubt that because she already knows about him. So
what about the guy that they thought was Sierra's dad before they realized it was Bo? Who was that guy again?
Patrick Lockhart.
Patrick Thornhart.
Yeah,
Patrick.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not either. But because remember a while back, they were tweeting to each other. Remember? I saw Christian tweeting to him at one point. It might have just been for like a birthday or something, but, you know.
I did see some tweets several months ago between the two of them.
But, yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it's just somebody... I mean, who knows? I can't think of anybody else that's in jail right now that would be related to anybody that we haven't seen in a while. But
I just had a thought. What if it's Tony?
I wish.
He's not really dead. He's in jail.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, he was on the island for 20 years. Why not?
Yeah, that's true. Well, any way they want to bring
Tony
back, I'm happy.
I have a weird question. This is going to sound really strange, but I was watching Days this week, and after the whole how utterly frightening is how Nick in the alley, and I was kind of wishing Kate had put bullets in that gun. and the next scene when he's like at the coffee house, and the way he was acting with Will and Sonny, was it just me? Just suddenly he started acting like they were actually his friends. Like, please tell me what you told them. I'm like, is he really this delusional? What the? You do realize you screw these people over. Why would they want to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, really, Nick? Oh, what's going to happen next? You're going to get all buddy-buddy after everything that's going to happen the next few weeks? Oh, God, I hope not. Seriously. I'm like, I think my favorite scene of the week had to be when Rafe had the confrontation with Nick, and I'm like, finally, Rafe got his brain back. I'm like, yes! Because that was the one thing that was always annoying me about Rafe. They'd write him really good, and then they would write him as sanctimonious and stupid, and then they suddenly gave him his brain back when he started screwing Kate. but he was still, like, defending Nick, even though he didn't know this guy. And I thought it was weird that he'd be defending a guy who, like, bashed somebody in the head and set somebody else to take the fall for it. So I was like, yes, Ray finally got his brain back. I was like, thank God.
Well, I wonder if it's the prisoner release guy. Maybe the guy who got released from prison is the one that knocked Ray out, and he's associated with Vargas somehow. I don't know,
but I'd rather it be Nick, because Nick sucks stupid and crazy.
That's true. That's very true.
I do not think it was Stefano, because Stefano doesn't even know what's going on with Kate and Rafe right now.
I don't think it's not the Demiras. It's really not. They're going to be blamed.
It's
Kate's
too obvious.
Kate's going to feel guilty because she's going to think it was Stefano. Sammy's probably going to think it was EJ. And, you know, it's not going to be any of those people. It's going to be someone most of them don't realize are involved. But
right.
Amanda, did you enjoy the Wilson scenes with Kate?
Oh, my God. I was so happy. The things I loved about it, number one, I just loved all the little looks between the three of them.
Yeah.
Wills and I just look at each other. They're holding hands. They're doing some weird stuff with their hand on the table, I noticed. I'm like, okay. And then with Kate, and they were trying to help her out because she was so supportive of them. And Wills kind of called her. And so Will was calling her on the fact that he pretty much outright said, you're in love with Rafe. I'm like, holy crap.
I know. I love it. I love this. I love that they're pimping my couple. I love it. Because I always love Wilson and Rafe so together. So I love them together. You know, I love them, you know.
Yes.
I just love that
dynamic. I like Will and Sonny because they seem stronger together, and then they seem to learn from their mistakes, unlike most of the couples on the show. Like, they screw up. They own the fact they screw up, and they try to make
right.
up. Like, Will said that one line he said after Kate had left, after Nick was an idiot, he goes, I can't believe I was so stupid to think that you would be able to handle all this. And he goes, I guess you didn't realize how much I loved you. He goes, I go, yeah. He goes, you know now, right? I went, aw.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they're the most emotionally mature couple. And, I mean, Rafe and Kate are, too, in a lot of ways. It's just, you know, she's got Stefano on her mind thinking that, you know, he's going to hurt Rafe. But as far as centered and emotionally sound and everything, it seems like Wilson's, like, the most, you know, normal, you know, healthy couple, you know, on the show so far.
And I was like, what was it recently? Was an interview that Freddie said and stuff that's going to be airing in the next few months? They're only going to get stronger. I'm going, oh, thank God. I was so afraid they're going to break him up or some crap again.
Aww.
Please don't do that to us again.
No.
So everyone seems excited about that story that's coming up, so I'm excited about that. But I just wanted to smack Nick. It was only one word, and I apologize. I went, oh, shut up, you jackass. We also didn't mean the apology. He was full of crap. I love how Will pretty much said he was full of crap. He goes, Ray figured out on his own. He realized what a scumbag you are. I'm like hysterically laughing so hard. And I love when Nick was trying to excuse everything to Rafe, and Rafe's just looking like he's a frigging idiot. What did you guys think about when Will told Rafe in the pub that he was a bigot, and a look of utter rage on Rafe's face. Who the hell does he think he is to judge anybody?
Yeah.
I was like, that's the Rafe I remember, the one I used to like before he started, like,
yeah.
you know, telling Sammy how a horrible person she was and her children were so horrible, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yes, he's back. He should have been curing Kate long ago.
You know, I think he was probably thinking about his sister. It's like, okay, the last thing my sister needs is this type of poison.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the only thing that I could probably think of. But then again, Gabby is not a saint either. I mean, she did keep Melanie locked away all that time and didn't say nothing. So,
I don't know. I will have to say, as you guys know, I'm not the biggest Gabby fan. I pretty much find her useless.
No, really?
But I know, it's hard to figure, right? But I actually said, she goes, you know, I'm not going to let Nick try to keep you away. I'm not letting, whatever Nick says, I'm not going to let him keep him away from your daughter. You know that, right? I'm going, there's the backbone all the fans have been waiting for months.
Yeah.
Where has that been hiding?
Yep.
Because I still like the scene when he says, are you happy? And she's like, you know, and you could see that she's
really
not.
Really, yeah.
and he picked up on it, and he played it. I think he was really good in that scene. I think it was really good between them. So I really think the stuff that's coming up, I really think either Nick needs to get over himself or he's really going to be shut out totally.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gabby's getting really fed up with him. And if you,
yep.
you know, I'm sure you've heard all the spoilers about kidnapping and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I
haven't.
You heard about that?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Do tell. Come on, honey. Don't leave me on the edge, honey. Push me off yourself. Come on with it.
Does any of it involve Vargas being naked? Because I'm on board.
Yes, honey. Strip down.
One track mind.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had a moment.
If some guy who knows Vargas, this guy Jensen or whatever his character is supposed to name, and apparently he's going to kidnap Gabby and Nick at gunpoint and take them to Smith Island. And Will Sonny actually follow them there.
Mm. Mm.
And apparently she's going to go into labor, and Sonny's going to deliver the baby, and supposedly Will's going to get shot trying to get Nick out of there. I should let Nick die, but that's just me. I'm thinking to myself, if anything, this is going to solidify Gabby wanting Will around more, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also going to make Lucas and Sammy and Sonny only hate Nick more because all this is going to happen to the Nick.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I think Gabby's getting really frustrated with Nick, and if she really finds out that this whole mess is happening because of him and endangering her and the baby, I think she's going to be freaking pissed off. And I want to see that, you know, that fire that she used to have before she came, you know, before. Yes, Nick, whatever you say, Nick. Just tell me what you want me to do.
Right. Before she became a Stepford wife.
Yes. Come on. She'll have a Latino flair. Come on. She's like the most unrealistic Latino I've ever seen in my life.
Aw.
You know, come on.
It'll be nice to see her with a backbone more. Yeah.
Speaking of Anna, I want to ask you something. How do you think Kate's going to react between Rafe being in the hospital than Will being in the hospital?
I didn't know Will was going to end up in the hospital, too. I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Wow.
What they're saying. It's been pretty much confirmed by
a lot of reliable
sources.
I think it's going to really hit her hard. I think she's going to blame herself because she's going to think Stefan is behind it, but Stefan is probably not behind it. And I think it's going to really hit her hard, and I think we're going to see some awesome stuff out of Lauren Coslow coming up again. So she's always such a pleasure to watch. So
one relationship I love on the show is any scenes between Kate and Will. I just love that relationship
so much. I know.
So
cool.
I think she's going to want to kill Nick. She already hates him, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, and they're probably setting up a whodunit. Well, don't you think they're probably setting up a whodunit for Nick or Nick's demise or for Nick something or other? I don't know.
I think that's definitely the obvious way to go, but this is Dave. You never know what they're going to do.
Yes. Yeah,
they'll make you think one thing and they'll do the other. I'm like, I heard about rapists and being attacked. I go, please don't blame a freaking Demare again. You know, they're not responsible for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think
you know,
they'll be the initial people that are blamed, and then it'll come out later that it's somebody else.
Yeah,
I'm just upset at the fact that that no one has even bothered to even tell Kate what's actually going on. I guess they didn't because she could shut it down right then because it's Kate. She could shut it down. It baffles the mind. Because she's completely out of the blue. She don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to set it up for where she eventually, when she does find out, she's going to, like, go off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, oh, hell no. You're not doing this to my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She really, I still say one of my favorite lines. You serve at the pleasure of the queen. I was oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What was the other line?
I bet when she came across that line, she was just like, wow.
Whenever she sees him, she tells him how much she hates him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you push me a little further. That means pushing Will any further, and I find out about it, I'm going to, like, destroy you. I'm like, holy crap, Kate.
Yeah.
Man, she's really going to be pissed when she finds out everything. And plus, she's not going to judge him for the whole shooting
up.
Thing,
May
you know?
Sweeps. I mean, we're in May. It should be
pretty
good.
I think the man thinks she's going to be hurt that they went to Stefano instead of her. That's going to hurt her. You know? Can you imagine?
True. Yeah.
Especially if she knows how much Will does not like him, so that will really show her. That probably would hurt her feelings, but I'm like, why didn't you just tell me? I would have taken care of it. Probably would have killed Nick and hit his body away or something. I mean, that's another reason why they didn't tell her. They're probably afraid that she'd kill him or something.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, she's a bit protective.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, slightly.
We
don't
have
her.
We have another caller. I believe this is April. April?
Oh, okay.
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Good. Hey, April.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
It's been an exciting week
thinking?
On days, huh?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good
week. Yes, it
has. I'll tell you. Who do you think is the one that attacked Rafe?
Nick.
Thank you.
I think it's related to Nick and Vargas somehow. I don't know who it is. It might be the prisoner that's released that Hope doesn't know about or whatever or something. But I think it's tied to that story. And people are going to think it's the Damiras, but it's not.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Too coincidental.
I think somebody's going to set EJ up because if I'm not mistaken, I think there's going to be evidence next week that points his direction. So it's obvious to me that there is going to be some misdirection with it.
He was going to meet Rafe. So
yeah.
He's the one that
right,
kind of tied it with Rafe. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Do you think Samuel will believe him?
No, of course they won't, because after all, he's a Demerit. He must be guilty.
Well, yeah.
He was guilty last year when he supposedly murdered his father and he's obviously being framed. I mean, come on.
Right.
I would, like, if I was EJ, I would sue that department. I swear to God.
Oh, I know. I'm wondering if they're going to find out about Gabby's part in the kidnapping of Melanie. I don't know if they're just forgetting about that or what do you guys think?
I'm wondering if they, because even Sonny's getting soft on Gabby, kind of.
Oh,
but he really
for the
hated.
Baby, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what he said to Will. All he cares about is that, you know, Will and the baby and everything.
That's another reason I love Sonny, because he's putting that aside to put Will and the baby first. That's another reason why
mm-hmm.
I just love Sonny.
I love Sonny, too.
But I'm thinking they're forgetting about, I don't think Gabby's going to get in trouble for that.
Right.
At least not
I
now. I wonder down the road when you least expect it is probably when it's going to come out.
Right. I don't know if Gabby is just, when she was kidnapping, she was so smart and devious and all that. And now they're playing her like she don't know what's going on. I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can play it the way I'm trying to give her a little benefit of doubt here, even though I don't really like her. I'm thinking that she's so desperate to have somebody who actually loves her back, who's not, you know,
right,
who hates her or, you know, gay. And she's excusing everything that doesn't, everything that's tunnel vision, anything that doesn't fit, she doesn't want to hear it. She doesn't want to acknowledge it. And she's so desperate, wants to have that. And she doesn't want to see anything else. You know, although it's making her look stupid, I think deep down she knows everything's not fine. She just doesn't want to acknowledge it. Because sometimes you'll see a scene when Gabby's just looking, and you can tell she knows something's off, but she doesn't really, and then she tries to pretend it doesn't exist. You know,
I'm actually starting to soften for her a little bit, because I actually kind of feel sorry for her, because I think she really wants Will to be a part of the baby's life. But I think she's starting to be aware of Nick, but like you said, doesn't want to admit it, I guess, but... I'm starting to soften a little bit, not much for her. But.
What I would like to see what happened, this is what would give me whether I would actually like her, is if she knows that blackmail was used, but she doesn't. Nick made sure she didn't know the blackmail was on Will, because she never would have went along with that, I don't think. And when she does find out that, she's going to be a little upset.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's going to she's like, what the hell?
Right.
I'm just waiting for that one.
Well,
I'm kind of...
Well, I would also like to think that, you know, even though it's not being said or has really been seen, you know, you kind of have to wonder, you know, he probably knows the back story between Nick and Melanie. And, you know, once Melanie found out who he was, you know, Nick went all kind of crazy, locked up in the, mm-hmm. in the room and all that stuff. So I think she's playing it more conservatively because of what's at stake, because she's pregnant and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a strategic move as well.
Right. What did you guys think about Sammy chasing after Stefano's goon? Wasn't that hysterical, her chasing him and that dancing person in the courtyard? Did you guys see that?
Oh, my God.
Was she doing the Harlem Shake or something?
Oh,
I don't know what the heck that was. That was something, though.
Stupid. That is just so stupid.
That was dumb.
It's like, out of nowhere, I'm like, what the hell?
It was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. Did they actually plan that girl dancing like that, or was that a coincidence, or what?
Oh, I think they planned that one. They wanted to screw the audience a little bit. Think about it.
Yeah, it was funny.
It definitely made me chuckle.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, when do you guys think EJ and Sammy will be married, in May or June?
I
don't think May. It's a little too soon for that one. Maybe June?
I say late June, maybe early July. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Right.
They've only been together since January, so I don't see the big rush, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I think...
But you know, the wedding should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a fun wedding, let's be honest. Hopefully you won't get shot down. Because it doesn't go well for his weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one scene I thought was pretty awesome. It was between Will and EJ at the pub when they're talking about being a father and how he felt when he first saw Johnny the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He told him he actually became a really great father. And the look that passed on EJ's face, like, you know, it really meant a lot to him. I'm like,
I really
love that relationship. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, when he calls Sammy darling or sweetheart, I just swoon. I don't know if it's just me or the other gals, but I don't know. They're really writing it good. But, you know, that's me. I'm a James guy. So what a job to go and get paid to kiss him all day, huh?
Oh, it's got to be so hard for her.
Oh, I know. So hard. All those retakes.
Well, is there anything else? We'll be hanging it up here pretty soon. Any final thoughts?
I think it does.
I did want to give an early birthday shout out to our friend Nicole, who helped us out here on the Diva of Duel. Her birthday is the 13th.
We had a
shout out for Marianne at the beginning. It's like Nicole's wanted to mention that coming up. So she's Nicole 78
mm-hmm.
on Twitter. So be sure to give her a shout out on the 13th. So, but yeah, I think we covered the show pretty well. We covered a lot tonight.
Yes, we did.
It's been an exciting week, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yes, honey. Yes, honey, yes.
Can't wait for next week. This week coming up.
No,
oh, for sure.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Me either.
Looking forward to those cake scenes.
Oh, for sure. Aren't they something?
And Vargas.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
my, he's cute.
Honey, he is beyond cute. He is scrumptious.
He is. He's cute.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't have gotten that started again. Now he won't get sleep.
Nah,
well, they got the perfect job for him, a handyman taking off his shirt all the time. Works for me, honey. Works for me.
Uh-huh.
I need to break a couple of things right here. He can repair my air conditioner because it's hot.
Right.
Lord Jesus. Well, I just want to say to you girls, Happy Mother's Day to all the ones that I didn't say Happy Mother's Day to at first, the ones that are coming onto the show, and just as always, I love my girls. I love all of you.
But we love you.
I can't wait for the opportunity to meet with you all, and it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna meet because this platform is growing. It's growing. It's growing, and it's gonna be increasing. So,
yep.
I've already seen it, and so I'm naming it and claiming it because what you girls do. That's really incredible. I love
Aww.
You all much. And
we love you.
If y'all don't see me next week, y'all uh-huh. see me the week after. I've gotta go out of town.
Oh, okay.
But okay. Y'all will be in my hearts and my prayers, my thoughts.
Aww.
I just might sneak up on you next week. You just never know.
Okay.
I love
we
y'all.
We know.
All right. Bye bye.
All right, Kenneth.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
He's a sweet guy.
He's awesome.
He's a sweet guy.
All righty. Well,
okay.
Well, thanks, everyone. This was
yeah.
fun.
Thanks mm-hmm. to Sabina and Amanda and April and Anna and
Thank
Marianne.
You.
Kenneth. And... All right. Well, take care. Have a great week,
hey.
Everybody.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.